Okay, so if you're using AI agents in your IDE, tools like Cursor, maybe RuCode or Cline, you probably felt this. You invest in these powerful models, but the agent itself feels, well, sometimes slow, kind of costly, and honestly, sometimes just really dumb.
Yeah, that frustration, it's super common, and it often boils down to something called context flooding. It's hitting developers right in the wallet. And today, yeah, we're diving into some material that really digs into why this happens and suggests a pretty different way forward. It's all about getting like surgical control over the AI's knowledge.
Right, fixing what the sources are calling the AI's ADHD so it can actually focus on your problem.
Exactly. The mission here is to figure out why these tools, built around incredibly smart LLMs, often feel so clunky. They seem to waste tokens and just muddy the waters for the AI.
Making that expensive intelligence feel, well, not so intelligent.
Precisely. So we're going to explore this philosophy for fixing it, centered around something called the AI Code Prep GUI, and then look ahead to what that enables, like a multi-model approach with Flow Studio.
Let's kick off with those pain points, though, because understanding why it feels bad is key. If the LLMs are so smart, why are the agent tools often so, wasteful and confusing?
It really comes down to what the agent is actually sending to the AI model. It's not just your prompt and maybe a bit of relevant code.
Bye.
No, it sends a ton of extra stuff like boilerplate text, instructions on how to use its own internal tools, big system prompts, all this administrative scaffolding.
Right.
And the crazy part, the expensive part, is that the sources say this extra fluff is often, and I quote, way bigger than your actual question or the code context needed.
Wow. So you're paying token by token for the agent to basically send its own user manual every single time you ask a question.
Pretty much. Imagine sending a 10-page manual every time you ask a simple one-sentence question about a specific file. That's kind of the scale we're talking about.
And the result is this AI ADHD idea.
Yeah, exactly. The signal-to-noise ratio is just terrible. So the model gets, distracted and ends up focusing on the long, complicated instructions about tool usage.
Which are irrelevant to my book.
Totally irrelevant. Instead of focusing on the actual, maybe quite simple problem you need solved, so you get these kind of lukewarm results.
But if the fix seems straightforward, just clean up the input, why aren't the agent builders doing this already in their IDE integrations? Why build tools that seem to actively handicap the AI?
Well, it's tricky. Building these complex toolware agents is genuinely hard.
Sure.
The sort of easiest path is just to dump the entire instruction manual into the context window every time, just to be safe, make sure the AI knows its
But
options.
that easy path has huge cost implications.
Massive. Because the context is so messy, developers feel like they have to use the absolute top-tier, most expensive models like your Claude Opus or GPT-4, even for tasks that honestly a smaller model could probably handle just fine if it had clean, focused input.
Yeah, I've definitely felt that. And beyond just the API bills, there's the time costs, the frustration. I remember wrestling with an agent over a super simple config change once. It spent ages, like 3 minutes, trying to use its file writing tool just to confirm a file path, burning tokens like crazy for something I could check in like 3 seconds.
Oh man, that's exactly the kind of loop this aims to break. That's the frustration right there.
Yeah.
And the sources make a really critical point here. Models that seem dumb inside these agents, they can actually be really smart models on their own native web chat interface.
Ah, okay. So if you just talk to ChatGPT or Claude directly.
Yeah, if you give them clean input, they perform much better. The problem isn't usually the raw intelligence of the LLM, it's the garbage we're often feeding it through these agent layers.
Okay, that makes sense. Which leads us nicely into this proposed solution, the AI Code Prep GIA, AICPGI. The sources are calling it the missing link for context control.
Right. Its power comes from its independence. It's a standalone utility, not tied to any specific IDE.
Works on Windows, Mac, Linux.
Yep, all of them. And crucially, it isn't trying to be another agent wrapper. Its whole job is to fix that painful manual step, copying and pasting code snippets from like 10 different files.
Okay, but hang on. If it uses intelligent scanning, but I still have to potentially tweak the file selection, isn't that just shifting the admin work? Couldn't I just, like, whip up a shell script to cat files together?
That's a fair question. But the AICP GUI does more than just cat files. It handles the selection part intelligently first. It uses a smart scanning system, kind of like .jitignore logic,
Okay.
to automatically pick out files it thinks are likely relevant to your current folder or project, But, and this is key, it doesn't lock you in. You see the list, you can easily add files, remove files.
So you fine-tune its suggestions.
Exactly. And while you're doing that, you see a real-time token counter right there in the interface.
Oh, that's huge. So you know exactly what you're about to send, context-wise and cost-wise.
Yeah.
Precisely. It makes you mindful of your context budget. And the whole workflow is designed to be fast. You launch it super quick, right-click a folder, or just type AI key in your terminal.
And it remembers things. Like, if I tweak the files for a specific project.
It does. It saves your selections, even window size per project. It puts a little hidden .iacodeprep-y file in your project folder, so next time you open it for that project, your setup is right there.
Okay, so the flow is pop it open, quickly sanity check the files it suggests, maybe add one or two, click one button.
Yep, one button, and boom, the whole context, block your prompt, plus all the selected code, perfectly formatted, is on your clipboard, ready to paste anywhere.
Nice. And you mentioned pro features.
Yeah. For power users, the pro version has a couple of neat tricks. One is dual prompt placement. It lets you put your prompt both before and after the big block of code, kind of sandwiching the code with your instructions.
Oh. Why do that?
It seems to help the LLM really focus. It sees the instruction first, then the code, then the instruction again right at the end. The sources say it can lead to noticeably better, more focused responses.
Interesting.
Plus, Pro adds command line options. So you can just run something like AACP Skippy or ATPS, and it generates that context block and copies it straight to your clipboard, totally skipping the graphical interface. Super fast for automation or scripting.
Okay, so now we have this clean, tightly focused context block on our clipboard. The signal, with almost no noise, what's the smartest thing to do with it? This brings us to that vibe coding on a budget idea.
Right. This is where the cost savings can get really significant.
Yeah.
Because you have this perfect context block, you can often bypass expensive API calls entirely for the heavy lifting, the thinking part.
Sure.
You just paste that block directly into the free web chat. Think Gemini AI Studio, the free tier of ChatGPT, Claude's free interface. These are powerful models you can use for zero cost.
Because the context is so clean now, even the free models can handle it well.
Often, yes. They get the high-quality input they need to give you high-quality strategic thinking or planning, completely free.
And this leads into that clever two-model setup the sources describe, separating the thinking from the doing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, think of it like this. Model one is your strategist, your CEO.
Okay.
This is your smart free model, maybe Claude on the web, fed by that perfect context block from AICP GUI. It does the hard thinking, the planning, figures out the solution, maybe drafts the code or lists the exact commands needed.
And model two.
Model two is like the efficient executor, the intern who just follows instructions perfectly.
Gotcha.
Once model one gives you the plan or the code edits, you take that output and paste it into model two. Model 2 is a cheaper, maybe less creative, but very obedient agent, like Klein running GPT 4.1, perhaps.
So Model 2 doesn't need the big context block.
Nope. It just needs the specific instructions for Model 1. Its job is just to do the stuff, run the commands, edit the files, interact with your system, tasks that don't require deep reasoning, just reliable execution.
So you pay potentially nothing for the complex thought process and only use a cheap, fast model for the actual, often repetitive execution phase.
Exactly. It's way smarter and much, much cheaper than asking one expensive context-flooded agent to do both the thinking and the doing.
That makes a lot of sense.
And to make this vibe coding strategy even easier, the sources mention the Pro AICP package includes a guide on this and lifetime access to a free API router.
A router. What does that do?
It basically pulls together various reliable, lesser-known free API sources for models like GPT 4.1, so you get access to that cheap, reliable model too for execution without needing your own paid API keys or managing different endpoints.
Okay, so the package gives you both the tool for perfect context and potentially free access to the execution model. That really lowers the barrier.
Yeah, it's about putting the developer back in control, saving money, and actually getting smarter results by structuring the workflow intelligently.
All right, let's zoom out a bit now and look towards the future. We've tackled the input problem with AICP GUI and the execution cost with a two-model strategy. But the sources argue there's still a potential weakness in relying on just one AI brain, even with perfect context. The single model problem.
That's right. Even the smartest individual model, say GPT-4 or Claude Opus, has its own biases, its own strengths and weaknesses.
Like different specialists.
Exactly. One AI might be amazing at refactoring code for efficiency. Another might excel at writing clear documentation. A third might be more creative for brainstorming tricky algorithms. Relying on just one means you might get a very confident answer that's subtly wrong or just not the best possible approach.
It's like asking just one expert consultant when maybe you need a whole panel review.
Precisely. You want diverse perspectives to find the most robust solution.
So how does the upcoming Flow Studio tackle this? It sounds like it's designed to be that expert panel.
Yeah, Flow Studio, which is planned as a future upgrade for pro AICP GUI users, embodies this idea of multi-model AI intelligence. It's envisioned as a visual tool, like a drag-and-drop node editor.
Okay, like you're drawing a flowchart.
Sort of. You can literally wire up a complex problem to flow through multiple AI models. You could route your AICP prepared context block to, say, GPT-4, and Claude Sonnet 3.5, and maybe another specialized model simultaneously or sequentially.
But wait, wouldn't running the same prompt through three different AIs just give you three different answers to sort through, plus the latency?
Yeah.
How does that actually help streamline things?
Ah, that's the crucial part. It's not just about getting multiple raw outputs. The idea behind Flow Studio is that the flow doesn't just stop there.
Okay.
You configure the flow so that the responses from those different models, call them the expert opinions, are then fed into another AI node.
A synthesis AI.
Exactly. A dedicated AI whose job is specifically to analyze all those different perspectives, weigh their strengths, identify common ground, resolve conflicts, and synthesize them into what should be the best possible solution.
Wow. Okay. So it automates the process of comparing and combining outputs from different AIs.
That's the vision. Instead of you manually opening five browser tabs, pasting your context, copying results and trying to stitch them together, Flow Studio orchestrates that multi-expert consultation and synthesis automatically.
So AICP GUI nails the input, gets the context perfect,
yes.
And Flow Studio takes that perfect context and runs it through an automated panel of experts, then synthesizes their insights for you.
That's the path forward presented in the sources. It moves away from relying on a single, potentially brittle agent towards a more robust, multifaceted approach that leverages the unique strengths of different AI models.
So wrapping this up for the listener, we started with that common frustration, these expensive AI agents feeling kind of dumb and wasteful.
Yeah, due to context flooding and poor workflow design.
Then we saw how precise context control, using something like the AICP GUI, acts as a surgical fix, giving you back control and clarity.
Which enables smarter strategies like vibe coding, separating thinking free models from execution cheap models to slash costs.
And finally, looking ahead, the potential of multi-model synthesis with Flow Studio to tackle really complex problems by combining AI expertise.
The big takeaway here, I think, is that the future of really effective AI-assisted coding might not just be about chasing slightly bigger, slightly more expensive monolithic models.
Right.
It's arguably more about smart context engineering, controlling exactly what the AI sees, and just as importantly, what it doesn't see, and designing intelligent workflows that leverage different AI strengths appropriately. That's how we unlock their real power and stop wasting money.
So here's a final thought to chew on. If getting the context right makes average AIs good and good AIs great, what becomes possible when you combine that surgical context control from AICP GUI with the synthesized multi-expert intelligence envisioned in Flow Studio? What kinds of really thorny, complex coding challenges, the ones that always felt too messy or fragile for a single AI agent, might suddenly become solvable with this kind of layered multi-model approach? Something to ponder for your next project.